We go full beast mode on a sugar rush at Sugar Beast.
The old water tower comes down this week.
Is Hickory Farms really making you spend 6 times more than you have to on mustard?
And you can give your family Christmas tree a fantastic, fiery final farewell.
It's happening right here, right now, tonight, on a brand new IFAF.
IFAF, Idaho Falls Local, Independent. Alternative Media with Mike Nelson and Carly Morgan.
Welcome back and good evening, ungovernables, outliers, and independent thinkers.
Shitbirds and shitheads.
Oh, that's right. Roll the clip.
Hey, IFAF. Thanks for all your support. I love you two wacky shitbirds more than I love the new water tower. Happy New Year, ungovernables, and have fun now.
Ain't she sweet? That's completely fake and not real at all. AI celebrity outgoing Idaho Falls Mayor Rebecca Casper.
Although at least her daughter seemed like she liked it.
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Megan, for being on our side.
Yeah.
She's got that sense of humor. Hit that like button. Let the algorithm know you're into Idaho Falls infotainment, satire, opinion, bad jokes, and dad jokes. We apologize for everything we said last episode. Let's get cracking. It's January 5th. New Year's Eve has come and gone. Ermac's first baby of 2026 is Poppy.
Oh, cute.
Born at 12:03 a.m. to Mom Carolyn and Dad Jared.
Oh, I love that. That's adorable. Very cute.
The fourth of four children.
Wow.
Congratulations, okay. Mom and Dad.
Nice round number.
Shout out to everyone who's already given up on a New Year's resolution.
Yeah, I was going to say, now that we're into the fifth, I'm sure that, you know, there are some people who were saying, oh, I'll start again on Monday. And guess what? You haven't had your punk. We all knew you weren't gonna. It's okay. You can join us.
Also, we get it. The time in between Christmas and New Year's is a godless, lawless time.
So true.
Hence, vacation face over here.
I like it. I think you should do stubble more often.
I haven't shaved. It's right about the point where it's going to bug the living shit out of me.
If that's the case, you just need a nice beard oil.
Yes, that's right. I hear that's what you got to do.
Yeah, moisturize, baby.
And at that point, what am I doing this for? Am I going to become one of those people that makes this my whole personality?
I don't know. I think that you have too much personality to allow that to happen.
Yeah.
But I like the stubble. I think it looks good.
I think that hair removal is a $1 billion a year industry.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's weird, I know, being back on schedule.
Yeah, right.
Like, that's the big challenge today. So just make it through today.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you had family visiting or friends visiting for the holidays.
Or whether you just locked yourself in your room and enjoyed a little peace and quiet for once.
Yeah, staying up till 3 a.m., sleeping until 11.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of how it was.
It was kind of nice.
And were we all doing on New Year's Eve, were we all doing the frat flick?
The frat flick?
The frat flick. Now, I guess just like Dubai chocolate, Carly, we're about a year late on this. TikTok knew about it a year ago, December of 24.
Mm-hmm.
I think that the trend peaked 6 months ago.
Okay.
And so we were just learning about it, courtesy of the Idahoan, on New Year's Eve. And that's where the music's thumping. And it can be one finger, two fingers, or the whole hand.
Uh-huh.
And you can either pop it up, pop it up, pop it up, pop it up, or stick it out, stick it out, stick it out.
Okay, that's so dumb.
As long as you're doing it to the beat.
Okay, maybe also...
Do this.
People have been doing that for forever. Yeah. I know for a fact that, like, at my, you know, prom and stuff.
Maybe it's just the new way. Trends come and go, but they.
Right. Well, I feel like this is just rebranding an old thing.
Yeah, could be.
You know? Because, even like old timey cartoons, they did the little finger waggle.
Yes.
You know?
Right.
Which is kind of a variation of the frat flick.
Yes.
Or, I mean, the only real difference is basically just the beat. You know?
Yeah, I think like 15 years ago, Robert Downey Jr. was doing just this.
Yeah, totally.
Which is kind of...
It's kind of voguing.
Voguing, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So...
this is more like throwing it up or sticking it out.
Yeah. I don't know. It's, yeah.
I don't pretend to know.
Yeah.
Exactly all the nuance
but
to it.
But also, to be fair, dudes only have like 5 or 6 dance moves they can throw out at a party without people
That's why I'm paying attention to this. Because now this is my new thing for the next 12 years.
Yeah, I know that. And also like the side to side step that you can do. And that's like it. So
the white man's underbite.
Yeah. Well, I think that's just because they're concentrating so hard on trying to get the beat right.
That is what it is. That's exactly what it is. So TikTok knew about this a year ago. 6 months ago, it peaked. We're just finding out about it. That means Nate Eaton will find out about it here in about 6 months. You watch. June or July. That's my prediction.
I have a feeling he'll hear about it a lot sooner.
Speaking of which, I saw this headline. Studies confirm that electronic music works like medicine for people with ADHD.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
Well, that explains why you like it so
much. That tracks so much. Fast beats, repeating rhythms, and controlled chaos for many people with ADHD. Mm-hmm. Electronic music isn't just entertainment, it's focus.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes. I mean, that makes sense. Well, and also there's the lo-fi beats to study by, you know, and that's kind of the same thing. You know, it's just a little chiller.
Yes.
But it's still, you know, rhythmic beats and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
And I know for a fact that especially when I was in college, I needed to rely on that a lot. That and potato chips. I gained like a good amount of weight in college because one of the only things that could make me sit down and get my essays done, I had to be able to multitask in a way where the other task didn't need my brain. And eating does that.
You know, I've been on a popcorn kick lately.
Yes.
And I've been trying all sorts of combinations. Right now, I'm currently on ghee.
Yes, which smells so good when you make it.
It's clarified butter.
Yeah.
Like butter that's been roasted. Mm-hmm. And then they, you know, take the, what, the, well, the milk solids off the top.
Yeah.
So it's, you can have that if you're
lactose intolerant.
Thank you. I was going to say latex. What?
No latex in butter. If at least there shouldn't be. Lactose
intolerant. But then I talked to your dad tonight.
Yes.
Who was saying, no, we used coconut oil at Edwards Theater.
Mm-hmm.
So that's next on my list. But yes, snacking.
Yeah.
Anyway, high energy sound patterns can help the brain regulate attention, reduce distraction, even improve productivity in certain tasks. What looks like noise to some can feel like balance to others.
Hmm.
Yes.
Interesting. That's cool.
What seems like chaos for the fly is...
Chaos for the fly is a snack for the spider.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So, if you're packing up after the holidays, getting rid of your Christmas trees, there's a link in this post for the City of Idaho Falls Christmas tree disposal locations.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget about the Ammon Icy Inferno next Saturday.
Which is always so much fun. Definitely go.
January 17th, McCowan Park comes alive 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Vendors open.
Yep.
And then 6:30.
And it's weirdly not as cold as you'd think it'd be, not only because this winter has just been so mild, but also you can feel the heat off of that bonfire like yards and yards away.
Yeah.
Like it is scrumptious. It's very nice.
It's hand warm and hot.
Yeah, yeah. Although this year for Christmas, I actually got a heated vest, and I think it's completely revolutionized my outdoor time.
You look like a Star Wars.
I do, but I really like it a lot. It's so nice. Yeah. And, you know, I like the idea of a vest, too, because, like, I think that, like, puffer jackets are ugly. I like, you know, the more simple kind of classic wool coat look. And so I like the vest because you can usually put it under a coat and, like, you don't have to worry about the sleeves getting all gross and bunched up.
The puffy coats remind me of Puffy. Of P. Diddy.
Oh, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad look then.
He would rock those big time.
Yeah, I don't get that.
25 years ago. That's about right. Yeah. Fashion is being cyclical.
Yeah.
But yeah, you've got a little, it's a little button right there on your, I don't know, right.
Right breast area. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's pretty cool. It rocks. And it's got like different settings so you can have it like just a little warm or like toasty. Yeah, it rules. It rocks. I love it so much.
Coco Tiger, come here.
We've got a little creator.
We've got Carly's cats in the studio once again.
Look at her. She has the most precious little face. She hates to be held.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to make it so that she'll stay so you can see how pretty she is. She's such a lovely little lady.
Oh, you the girl, she's so small.
A bit indignant. There's a cat teaser that we made the mistake of playing with her just before the show, and she just wants more.
It turns her into a monster.
Isn't that a bit of a pet conundrum? Like, you want to give them the best life.
Yeah.
But you know, if you do things for them, like play with the cat teaser with Coco, or give Leo a drink from the fountain.
And not just the sink. Like, he won't just drink. Okay, it's good enough for a lot of cats to turn on the sink and they'll be in heaven. Not Leo. He is such a little prince, you have to put your hand under the water so he can lick the water off of your hand.
He needs
that
it, guy, yeah.
That little turd has a like $40 pet fountain at home.
That does pretty much the same thing.
Yes, I specifically chose it because it has an ergonomic shape with a little slide for the water that mimics the shape of the hand that I make for him. And he'll drink out of it, but, you know, he goes freaking crazy for sink water.
I know that cats will drink more water if the water is running.
Yes.
As opposed to still water in a bowl.
Right.
And, I mean, obviously, the water coming out of the tap is really, really running.
Yes, that's true.
So I wonder if it's true on a small scale and on a large scale.
I think that it's just that Leo is a spoiled little brat, and so is Coco, because, like, she will drag her little teaser toy into my room when I'm sleeping in the middle of the night.
Yes.
And sit at the foot of my bed and cry at me and expect me to get up and play with her right then.
That's the pet conundrum. Do you improve their quality of life by engaging them and providing them with fun things, but then they get spoiled where it's no longer a kindness you're showing them, but an expectation they have of you?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, basically with that, I kind of try to cycle it out a little bit. Mm. So sometimes I'll just... So anytime I play with her teaser toy, I have to put it away when I'm done so that I don't have to deal with her crying about it.
Finding it, dragging it into the bedroom.
Yep, yeah.
In the middle of the night. With a terrifying scream, I think you said.
Yes.
Old Water Tower demo begins today. They're setting up the site and the crane, and then they expect to have it mostly removed by Friday.
Yeah, they're really wanting to ring in the new year with some change, huh?
Demolition proceeding from the top down using specialized equipment. Now, oh, and fully removed by February.
Okay.
What I want to know is, where was the, hey guys, we're actually using this now. The water you're drinking is coming from the new tower.
Yeah.
When did they make the switch? They didn't say.
Well, maybe they did it at the water tower memorial that we totally missed because we suck. We had something else going on.
Obviously, it happened sometime in between this time last year.
Yeah.
And now.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Now, that being said, I keep seeing these comments on, like, Life in Idaho Falls on Facebook and stuff, where people are like, we'll just chain ourselves to the water tower, then they can't take it away. And, like, I get it. I get the nostalgia. But, dudes, trust me, it's not worth the time and effort and energy. Like, if you value your tax dollars and you want them to go towards something good, let them take down the old water tower. I hate to see it go, too. I do, but... Well, hey, we got to do what we got to do.
Come here, Tiger.
Sweet girl. She does love a little pit-pat.
She's so bored. She's just bored.
She's bored. She can't understand who we're talking to.
How come you guys are paying attention to these robots on stands?
I mean, she must think that we're talking to each other.
She must.
I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She doesn't know that we're being semi-pro here.
Yeah, right.
Semi-profesh. No, but... Tell us you haven't been paying attention without telling us you haven't been paying attention. You realize, of course, that the water tower was built in 1937. We used it for a good 88 years. And having a big hunk of metal in the sky supported by legs eventually that are going to give way due to old age is a bad idea.
Especially when that huge metal bowl is filled with water, which is pretty dang dense and heavy.
And I saw a post, too, with the well-meaning, you know, we've talked about that mini water tower.
Yes.
And how it is in memory of Tara Moss, my former friend, co-worker, and actually in-law.
Yeah.
Because I'm a matchmaker.
Right.
What can I say? But someone posted that and said, hey, did anybody know about this? And again, oh, honey. Tell us you haven't been paying attention. It's part of the art you can sit on, art installation around the river. Several benches are part of it.
The biggest thing is that there's a plaque. A
memorial plaque that you can look down and read.
Right. Like,
yes, there's a lot memorial of people plaque. Know about that.
And also Google exists.
But some people don't. I get it.
But I mean, I don't know. I just, like, come on. It would be so different if they would have approached it like, I had no idea this thing was here, versus, hey guys, did you know this thing was here?
Yeah, sounds as clueless as that one agent that goes around town saying, have you tried this restaurant? And it's like, McDonald's.
Yeah, right, right.
Reed's Dairy Ice Cream, you know, I mean.
Yeah, right. Like stuff that clearly every local has tried.
Which is why we say, welcome to Idaho Falls. Listen to this damn podcast.
Yes, right. We actually the fun little tidbits.
Right, yeah. If you want the news and the car wrecks and the doom and gloom, there's a couple channels there for you.
Yeah.
But if you want the zeitgeist.
The culture.
Yeah.
And the counterculture.
If you want to hear about Addie Faith before the news tells you about her or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
If you want to hear that Idaho Falls Snow Park opened on New Year's Eve and they're really? Now operating.
Oh, wow. Okay. I mean, how long is that going to be going on, though?
I don't know.
Because with how warm it's been, do you think that it's going to stay open or is it going to be like kind of on and off?
It's a great question. Okay. Yeah. Here's what I see. I see a high of 40 today, 39 tomorrow,
okay,
36 the next day, 32, 26, 30, 27, 27,
Okay. So like mid-January, it'll finally be cold enough to actually enjoy a little snow.
We might be bitching about it. We might be complaining about the weather next week.
You know, honestly, so long as it stays around that 20 to 30 range, I don't really mind it. It's when it gets lower than that I just like, I can't stand that shit.
Anything under 20?
Yeah.
Pisses me off.
Yes.
And it feels like anything under 20 feels the same to me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you the difference between 20 above and 20 below. I don't think.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like that'd be pretty, that sounds pretty stark.
No word from Rider Park yet.
Oh, really?
On whether they're going to open. And that shows you just, if you're not familiar, Idaho Falls Snow Park is up in the foothills just a little bit.
Right.
Cruise all the way up Lincoln, take a right on Bone Road. Mm-hmm. You can't miss them. They'll be to the left.
Yeah.
Whereas Rider Park is sort of down toward the Snake River
and
the corner of Sunnyside and I-15-ish.
Right.
And just that little change in elevation, I think. Rider Park hasn't said one way or the other. Who knows? We got some snow over the weekend. We're getting some today. We'll watch their Facebookies to see if they open.
Yep, fingers crossed.
Gateway Parks, Idaho Falls is what I think you want to follow for the Rider Park Snow Hill.
Yes.
That's down by the river.
In a van.
Big plug for our New Year's Eve live episode.
That was so fun.
It was fun.
Yeah.
We had nothing planned, like zero, zip, zilch, nada.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, here's the thing. We usually don't have much planned for a live. Mm. This one we did absolutely no planning at all. Like we didn't even have like snackies to eat or anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were nothing total turds about down. It. But it went by amazingly quickly.
It always does.
And I was just, I was surprised and impressed, and it was fun. We had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
In that, I made a few promises that we would listen to a couple of things. I've talked before on the show about how we hope that you're one of those people who will bond with us, even though we're not all about, I would almost say, toxic positivity.
Right.
Even though we do talk some trash. You know, those friends. Well, here. I'll let these people sort of describe it. Maybe you can catch the vibe we're going for. This is Kevin Yee.
2025 is almost over, and I just want to clean the slate and say to anybody who feels like I have wronged them or that I should apologize to them, I apologize for nothing. I was right about everything. I've grown very little this year, and I go into the new year feeling even more argumentative and ready to fight. Feels good to clean the slate. It's going to be a good new year.
All right.
I love that.
KevinYee.com on Instagram.
Well, and honestly, I really vibe with that sentiment. I have caught the worst case of the fuckets lately.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't mean to be so blasé about everything, but like, I could give a shit, man. Like, it is really hard for me to care right now.
Is it a good time for the seasonal depression PSA?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
It's so funny. I've got a few friends who every year tell me, yeah, I've just been feeling kind of down in the dumps lately. And it's every January.
You know, here's the thing, though. I'm not feeling down in the dumps, per se. I just don't give a shit about things. You know, like, I feel plenty happy. I've just sort of adopted, like, the surfer dude mentality.
I understand. And while that may be a change in attitude,
right,
it may also be, that is one of the signs of lethargy and apathy.
Yeah, that's true.
Pedigree, filigree. Signs of depression.
Yeah, no longer finding interest in things that used to give you pleasure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So remember, kids, in the Northern Hemisphere, where we live, everybody's vitamin D deficient, pretty much. Not a doctor. Go get a blood test, get it confirmed.
Yeah.
And, you know, they might prescribe to you 5,000, 10,000, 15,000 IUs of vitamin D. They might. I don't know. Not a doctor. Have we disclaimed that enough?
Yeah.
Give it a try. Get a sad lamp. Take some vitamin D. Not a doctor.
Although, I will say, did you know that part of the mutation that makes gingers gingers also makes them not need as much vitamin D as the general population?
Yes.
Yeah.
And you're more sensitive to sunlight.
I am. Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why I burn like a little hot dog on a grill.
Right. Okay. Let's hear from another. By the way, these are both sent to me by two separate friends.
Oh, I love that.
Who know me very well. Here's another one. This is David DePiero.
Nothing's better than gossiping with someone who's as mean as you. Not actually mean, just spiritually aligned in the art of observation. You know, you don't even have to explain anything. You can start a sentence with, okay, don't judge me, but, and they already shook their head like I would have said it worse. You know, these are the people who know the difference between being actually mean and simply providing colorful feedback on humanity. It's not bullying, it's bonding, it's anthropology. So yeah, find someone who matches your energy. Not to spread negativity, but you know, to privately decompress the chaos of this world with someone who won't send you to jail for your thoughts.
Anthropology.
Yeah, I like that.
Anthropology.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Now, okay, I'm going to say, like, I actually kind of think that gossiping can be sort of a good thing.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways.
Yeah.
First off, it is just fun. We can all admit it, and it's okay. All right? And I think it kind of helps us, like, keep our culture in check sometimes. You know? Like, especially if people are out there doing egregious things to each other. I think, A, we all deserve to talk a little shit because it's a nice little way to let off some steam. And B, it helps to remind people that when they do shameful things, people will think poorly of them.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think that along the same vein, calling people on their shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is important. And we tend to do that here on IFAF. Mm-hmm. Hi, have we met?
Yeah. Well, and also, have you seen, you've heard of those pages on Facebook that are like, are we dating the same guy, Southeast Idaho or something?
Yes.
Yeah. First off, I love those. I think they're incredible. And some people would call them gossiping. Those people would be wrong and they just don't want you to have information so that they can manipulate you, babe.
A lot of them do turn into sort of hate fests. But what I love is sometimes some of the users then call that out.
Right.
They go, that's not why I'm here.
Right. That's true. That's true. And also, sometimes those hate fests are very necessary. There have been a couple of men out there, some even that I've known, that I've been like, you know what? About time that happened.
Wow.
Like, sometimes you want to give people a pass because you think, oh, maybe it was just with me. Maybe it was, you know, they were in a weird part of their life or something like that. But like when you get that validation from other people, that's how you know you were right all along. They were wrong. And it's okay to talk a little shit.
And yeah, I don't know about you, but I've learned almost as much, if not more, from others' negative examples than I have from positive role models.
Right.
I know there's three or four people in my life, and I've thought, I am never going to be like them. I've got to be careful to not be like that.
Right, right. So. Yeah, really, you could say that gossiping is just parable telling.
Could be.
Yeah.
I know that when I was running an operation my way with a bunch of creatives, I would have a call my baby ugly meeting. It was all voluntary participation, but we would sit in a room and play tapes of our shows for each other and have other people just sort of pick it apart.
Okay. See, and I like that. That keeps you improving.
Right.
You know?
Otherwise, you get the Comfort Suites in Idaho Falls with the highest building in town, 8 stories.
I know.
And they haven't changed their sign for going on 3 years now.
It's a long time.
3!
Yeah.
Count them, 3.
And I have to assume that they're making enough profit to afford it. Come on.
And by way of follow-up, it appears as if a news source in a trust has stopped shoehorning in their authors' names on the thumbnails.
Okay, well, that's good.
Causing confusion.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, news source in a trust, we're here. We're here to help you.
Yeah, I'm so glad that they took a little constructive criticism and actively implemented it in such a helpful and, you know, clearly improved way.
Yeah. Even though we know you've made it very clear you're not here to help us. And we'll never get any plugs from you or any recognition. And so at this point now, yes, we do have to assume that we are a legitimate news media organization, according to you.
Yeah. I mean, why would they plug their rivals? You know?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And we get it, by the way.
Bish.
Thank you. We get it.
Yeah.
No judgment. Although we sometimes will judge you for promoting other podcasts that have abandoned their show,
right?
Fallen apart, skipped so many episodes that you would have to put them in an inactive category.
Yeah.
Or podcasts that haven't even happened yet.
Right.
Great article on one, Eugene Eggman. Right? Did I say that right? Eggman?
Eggman.
In fact, he was IFAF last January, last year about this time.
Right.
Episode 77, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
Traded, right, the paperclip? Was it specifically a red paperclip? Up to about $8,000 for the Ronald McDonald House inside Ermac.
Right, which is such a good and helpful cause.
Fantastic!
Yeah.
Yeah, and we were so excited about that. Mm-hmm. Well, Eugene now is doing a new project, and he's got a podcast coming this year in 2026. How do we know? Well, East Idaho News told us about something that hasn't even happened yet. So here we are, episode 126. Have they ever covered us? No. Bias much? Oh, I can't say that, but I'll let you decide. Uh-huh. About this Eugene guy, I checked out his YouTube channel. Red Book Podcast ID, I want to say.
Right.
No, the Red Book Podcast ID.
Okay.
Yeah, all that, one word. So what he does, I think, is great.
Sure.
And I was talking to a friend about this. So what he does is he puts his camera on a shelf in a store. And then he goes up to somebody and he gives them a sort of pre-written inspirational message on a sticky note. Like, you matter, keep going, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of surprises the person with it. And they're sort of, you know, surprised, confused, what's going on. But then he gives them the sticky note.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. Sometimes he says, can I have a hug? Uh-huh. Sometimes he says, here's a coupon for some free Chick-fil-A.
Right.
In Ammon.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the only one we have.
Yeah.
Anyway, he says it's spreading positivity. I agree. But I did have a friend say, a friend snarkier than me, can you believe it?
Wow.
Say, what if the guy's a serial killer? You matter, keep going. Like, what if they don't deserve that?
Right, right. Like, what if the person who's getting the note, you know, is a serial killer who gets that and is like, I will keep going, thanks. You know,
it's
I
a sign
quit.
From God.
Yeah. You know, the voices had stopped, but now I see they want me to continue without them.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's hard to know the person's situation.
We kind of got off into the weeds there. I do think what the guy's doing is good. I think he's deserving of making the news. And I can't wait to welcome his podcast into the podcast space.
Right.
I'm sure if a news source in a trust has promoted it, then it's got to be good, right?
Right.
We're dedicated to having fun here on IFAF, just like we're dedicated to serving you when it's time to sell your home. Mike Helps Idaho. And when it's time to make your move, we can help you too.
We know Idaho Falls, and we know the current real estate market. We'll guide you through the process with ease and confidence. And we're backed and brokered by Keller Williams Realty East Idaho.
When it's time to sell your home, make your move with Mike Helps Idaho. Lincoln Post.
Do you love living sustainably? Then go thrifting for fall fashions at Elsie's Closet, upscale resale. Idaho Falls' only thrift store just for women.
Right now, save on sweaters, blouses, and dresses, boots, bags, and jewelry, plus the super popular Pretty Little Slimes by Elsie's Closet.
Unique, chic, and carefully curated. Elsie's Closet. Look for the pink sign downtown on A Street. It's not just a stop at the thrift, it's a whole vibe.
Do you want to feed your family locally raised beef? Right now, Virgin River Land and Cattle Company is offering 25-pound ground beef bundles to grill for your family.
You can have your very own farm-to-table experience. Find Virgin River Land and Cattle Company on Facebook. New customers use promo code IFAF to save 15% on your first purchase.
And Virgin River donates $500 to the Snake River Animal Shelter for every Spud Kings home game hat trick. Who would you rather rely on for your Idaho Falls fiber internet service? An out-of-state company or the best local choice, QuickNet?
Right now, get QuickNet's Crazy Fast 250 service for $37 a month or their Crazy Fast Gig service for $49 a month.
Unlimited data, no setup fee, no term contract, net neutrality, and hometown-friendly support. For Idaho Falls Fiber, choose QuickNet. New customers use code IFAF to save 15% on your first 3 months.
Do you love Idaho Falls as much as we do? Show it with a unique homegrown hometown tee from Teton T-shirts.
Including these cool vintage versions of the Civic Auditorium, the West Bank, and the Water Tower, our famous potato sack design, and the classic iHeart IFT. Check out TetonT-Shirts.com. These exclusive designs aren't available in gift shops.
Head to TetonT-Shirts.com. Link in post. Created in Idaho Falls for Idaho Falls.
Idaho Falls.
What about it?
Has the cool cats.
Yeah. Idaho's talk show, IFAF.
Ooh, we got a live one here.
That one's always fun with the little robot voice in it.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of the little robot voice.
Oh, yeah?
Let's get straight to this. You know that our clips on TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook right. all end with the little Sonovox voice.
Right.
I-F-A-F mm-hmm. or whatever.
Yeah.
To the tune of our jingle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we've talked before about Instagram's brand new translation feature and how it would say, hey, do you want Instagram to translate your videos to Hindi, Portuguese, Spanish? Right. And we're like, hell yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
That will increase the size of our available potential audience.
Right, right.
Right? So we said yes, and then every single time it attempts to translate, it says, oh, sorry, it's got more than one voice. So?
Right.
Like, why?
Right. What? Like, if you can do different voices on different videos, why can't you do different voices in one video?
Right. But then it sort of hit us that what it does is it uses my voice.
Yeah. Like, it'll change. Like, it's not like it's dubbing over it with a different person's voice. It's your voice speaking that language.
So we talked about what our friend, Hey, It's Brad, does with 11 Labs. He's kind of a big deal over there.
He is.
And voice cloning. And that's exactly what Meta is doing there. First, they have to take your voice, identify it, sample it, clone it, recreate it, translate it into a different language, use those sounds.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, okay, we get it that it's a lot of work.
Sure.
It's getting better, Carly. Would you like to hear this new recording here?
I would.
Okay.
और फिर दिन फिर से लंबे होने लगे. और बच्चों, यही क्रिस सोल्स्टिस का असली मतलब है. ठीक है?
ठीक है. मुझे तुम्हारा ये बताने का तरीका पसंद आया. यह इसे जितना है उससे कहीं ज्यादा डरावना बनाता.
क्या मैंने बनाया? खैर, मैं कह रहा हूं IFAF.
Well, got kind of crazy at the end there.
Yeah. Yeah, a little fast.
But did you hear what it did this time? It cloned Carly's voice, too, and used right. it, too.
Yeah, which I thought was pretty cool.
So we're getting better.
Now, okay, that being said, we were promised so much more out of the future, dang it.
And I guess Carly identified this. It also moves our lips to the new language that we're speaking.
Yeah.
Unless, if you go back and watch that again, Carly's lips are kind of doing this.
They always, okay, so we've done a couple.
The whole time.
We've They're done a pursed. Couple of IA. Wow, sorry. We've done a couple of AI videos where, you know, an avatar of me will speak, and my mouth always looks weird.
Yes, that's the thing you didn't like about, I can't remember what service we used to do
right.
our IFAF.
Avatars, yeah.
Video avatars.
Right.
And your resting face would be sort of a...
Yeah, it was like I was like tucking my lips under my teeth or something. Yeah, like it was so weird.
And I don't know if you noticed at the end of this when it showed the IFAF where the Sonovox voice usually plays.
Yeah.
It used like half my voice and then a hybrid of my voice and Carly's.
Yeah, it was a little weird.
Okay, so yeah. That's just another meta update on how it's going.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully it will end with a completed pass. But I didn't even think about how, in that reel, there's three people talking. Me, you, and the
Sonovox. Yeah, but you know what? I'm just saying, I thought that would be so much further. I was really hoping for like a robot maid and hover cars, you know?
Yes, right.
Yeah, we'll get there soon. I hope.
We finally got to go to Sugar Beast in Rexburg.
And it was awesome.
See our friend Jared Gold, who we saw again at the holiday party.
Yes.
Over the holidays with the sexy Santa.
Mm-hmm. Everything he showed us was just incredible.
Pretty quickly, we realized we were not in your average, ordinary ice cream and chocolate store.
Right. I would agree.
It's Kraft ice cream. Mm-hmm. Candy and pastries, and they make their own ice cream.
And they make everything in them by hand, like from scratch.
Let's explain.
Yeah.
If it's like chocolate ice cream with chocolate chunks,
mm-hmm.
they make the chocolate chunks. If it's a pumpkin ice cream with pumpkin pie, they make the pumpkin pie first.
And then smash it up and put it in the ice cream.
Right.
Yeah. It's incredible.
He even said, you know, if you're going to have an ice cream shop, you have to have a pastry shop right next to it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're constantly making mix-ins mm-hmm. for the ice cream.
If you're doing it right.
And when we tried it, it was amazing.
Yeah. Here's what I liked the most. Even the simple things were so elevated. Like, okay, I famously, and you can ask my entire family about this, I do not like chocolate-flavored things because they don't actually taste like chocolate. They taste like something pretending to be chocolate, and that just pisses me off, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we tried his weaponized chocolate, and it
was... What a name.
I know, right?
An ice cream.
And it was delicious. I loved it. And like I said, I don't like chocolate stuff that much, but that one... is the exception.
Well, and that's what I'm saying is every batch of that has 8 pounds of chocolate.
8 pounds. That's so much chocolate.
Their hot chocolate that they make
mm-hmm.
is seriously chocolate
mm-hmm.
and half and half,
yep.
I want to say.
Uh-huh.
So if you're used to powder
mm-hmm.
and
Swiss Miss.
You know, yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little bit different for you.
Right. In the sense that it's going to be a million billion times better.
If you, like us... are starting to get the sense that Sugar Beast makes everything from scratch, you'd be right.
Right.
And it gets even more wild than mm-hmm. that. He told us the story of their Coke distributor bringing in the Coke machine
mm-hmm.
and saying, okay, what kind of root beer do you want? And he said, I've got that. Thanks.
Right.
Now, he can't make Coca-Cola, obviously, but he could probably recreate it. But
I mean, yeah.
He has his own root beer recipe, his mm-hmm. 13-ingredient root beer recipe
yep.
featuring molasses, vanilla, clove, cinnamon, birch bark, and sassafras.
Just to name a few, obviously.
Yeah, that's not all 13.
Yeah.
But you get the idea.
Yeah, right. And, okay, you know how, like, dirty soda is, like, Mormon Starbucks?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's, like, their favorite thing. So they do have a little soda station with the syrups there and everything, and... at first glance, you'd think that they're like the standard ones that you can get anywhere. But no, even those are made from scratch. They make them in-house. It's incredible.
That's why, that's why we were so impressed. We had a few of his chocolates, the hand-dipped chocolates.
Oh my gosh.
One was a mango cream.
I know. The mango one really blew me away.
He talked about how he brought in a fresh box of mangoes and just every day went by them and touchy-touchy.
Yeah.
Not ready yet. Touch, touch. Nope. Touch, touch. Yep. Time mm-hmm. to make the puree.
Right.
That's how they do things at the Sugar Beast.
He was definitely very focused and had a very clear vision that he was willing to do anything to achieve.
He does everything there.
Mm-hmm.
The Sugar Beast that you see. Here he is in front of all these different Sugar Beast family tree members.
Yeah. So he's basically built an entire lore behind the mascot of this store.
Yeah, it's got a backstory and everything.
Yeah. So yeah, like it really is an actual experience. Every single detail there is so thought out, you know, and he's made this just inviting, homey space that has all kinds of amazing comfort food that's just a little different than you're used to.
Check out this hang room upstairs, vintage gaming room as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, and a little karaoke stage.
Uh-huh.
Jared, did we hear that you're going to have a rave and you're going to be spinning up the tunes? Because I'll bring some records, yo.
Right?
Yeah. Jared, actually. Okay. Anybody remember the Galleria? He would go up there and spin. I would spin at Retrix. But just getting back to some of the stuff he does.
Right.
He's got a source for local alfalfa honey.
Uh-huh.
From just outside Gooding.
And we actually tried some of the honey itself, and it was fantastic. It was so dang good. You could really taste the earthiness of the alfalfa.
Mm-hmm.
It was just lovely.
He roasts their own nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And he insists on using Amish-built ice cream churns from an 1836 patent.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know when he's got a franchise, but it's got to be about the time that the New York Times picks up on
him.
He's already won best ice cream in the state.
As he should.
He's got to win best in the nation.
Yeah.
It's just because they haven't included him in the judging yet.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Now, I will say, like, Rexburg being a 30-minute drive, it has kept Mike and I in town a little bit more often, especially because we do have our favorite haunts that we go to. Mm. But yeah, this is going to have to be added to the regular rotation.
Yeah, we just need all of Idaho Falls to run up there and get some curry pizza.
Yeah.
And some sugar beast.
Yes.
For dessert. So we had the weaponized chocolate ice cream, an amazing strawberry supreme that had that real strawberry flavor, and even some seeds in there, I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, and there were actual mashed strawberries in that
thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
A peanut butter and jelly one that's out of this world.
Oh, that one was so good. And he uses butter croissants in there as the bread. Oh, heaven. So good.
And three kinds of jelly, like grape and raspberry and something else.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Also, the abominable snowman. You know how much I love peppermint ice cream.
Yes. Oh, and the pretzels in that. Such a...
White chocolate,
what peppermint. What an inventive like way of doing it. Just salted brilliant. Pretzels.
Just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Get to Sugar Beast.
I
and their waffle cones will ruin others' waffle cones for you forever.
That's true. The one that I was really impressed by, though, was surprisingly enough, the dairy-free option, the strawberry guava sorbet that he made. Holy guacamole. Was that so good? And the texture was actually really impressive, especially because he doesn't use a whole bunch of like guar gum and stuff in it.
Lactose intolerant friends, you don't even need to take a Lactaid before going. You can just get that.
Right.
Obviously, we had a great time with Jared at Sugar Beast. And as it happened, we had the private tour. The private two-hour tour.
It was pretty cool.
Because the shop was closed that day for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't open until the students got back to BYU, Idaho. So, Jared Gold and Sugar Beast, you are IFAF this week. Crisp high five. 21 finger gun salute and chef's kiss.
To you for such a great snack attack.
Speaking of Rexburg, be on the lookout for the date machine.
What?
This is an invention of Donovan Strader. It's a new viral dating experience in Rexburg and Idaho Falls. It's a big pink and white light up vending machine that sells all-inclusive pre-planned date kits.
Oh, okay. So better than what I thought it was.
We just got done with the giving machine.
Right.
At the Grand Teton Mall. What did you think this was?
I thought it was like a matchmaker thing. Like you're choosing a person to date.
I guess you could do that too.
I mean.
Yeah, Donovan, there's an idea. Include a person. A name and phone number.
I mean, I don't know if Donovan's interested in becoming a pimp.
I mean, he's no promises. Just get a list of people who I'll sign up for a date.
Yeah, that's fair.
Anyway, each kit includes a get-to-know-you question or two, materials for a fun activity, and a guided experience that leads couples to a local restaurant or dessert spot to finish their date.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
I do like that idea.
Like, you know? At the Sugar Beast.
Yes. That's well, and you know what? Having something nice and curated like that, mm-hmm. especially if there's like a big holiday or something coming up, like Valentine's Day or an anniversary, like that does take a lot of the planning out of it.
Yeah, guys, if part of the gift she wants is for you to plan, mm-hmm. just pop a quarter in this thing. No, I don't know. Actually, I don't know how much a date is.
Yeah.
Also, Donovan is looking for business partners.
Oh, cool.
Right? So like East Idaho businesses, mm-hmm. if you're perfect for a date night.
Oh, cute. Good idea.
Contact Donovan and let him know. We'll link to him in this post.
Oh, I love that. That's cool.
Stranger Things finale.
Yeah.
2 hours and 8 minutes. 128 minutes.
Now, I feel kind of bad because you and I really had a hard time getting through it. Which makes it sound like it was bad, but it wasn't. It was all us.
No. Well, it was mostly the three Christmas episodes before mm-hmm. the finale.
Right.
But we didn't realize the finale was 2 hours, so we started it late one night.
Yeah.
I think New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
And realized, oh, no, we gotta...
Yeah, we're old. We need to go to bed.
Doing that tomorrow night. But I thought it was great, and
It was really well wrapped up.
I've heard plenty of haters say plenty of things. Mm-hmm. It's too little, too late. I waited nine right. years for this, but I haven't heard any reviews about the finale. I think because I've been actively trying to avoid them.
Right, right.
Scrolling through my feed and I see... Oh, shit. Now I just did it.
Yeah.
We'll bleep that out. Okay.
That doesn't really tell you anything. It's okay.
No, it doesn't, but... I loved it. I loved it, and I loved how they spent the last little bit hugging all of the characters and putting a tidy little bow on all of the stories.
That was nice.
I
that
love part it I did when like. They do that.
There was one thing that kind of bothered me. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I can say it without it being considered a spoiler.
I think I know.
Okay. Can I say it?
What happened to?
Yeah, what happened to Robin's girlfriend?
Oh,
we saw her.
Oh,
we watched her get captured with Max.
Uh-huh.
And then she disappeared for the rest of the show.
Did we miss it?
Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. But like, I didn't see her.
I just want to say I loved it. And the fashion was just right on.
Yeah,
the home
right.
decorating.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. The set design and the costume design has always been really good in that show.
Right.
Yeah. Which I've enjoyed. The thing is, I feel like I didn't get as much out of it because I hadn't seen all of the episodes for so long, you know? Like, if I would have sat down and rewatched the entire series as the finale was about to come out, I feel like I would have gotten so much more out of it.
Right.
And I almost wish I would have done that, and I kind of feel dumb for not doing that, but that also takes a lot of time.
Now you've got it.
Yeah.
Just like I watched Breaking Bad and right. Game of Thrones,
yeah.
Now you've got it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can start it right now and be done at the end of, I don't know,
yeah,
the month.
Yeah. You know what? I do think that from now on, if there's like a really amazing TV show that everyone's raving about, I'm going to wait until the final season before I start watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Especially because like The Boys, we love The Boys. It's so good. But then there's like all these hiatuses and you forget some of the storylines and you need to remember those. And
when is season 5?
It's coming out this year sometime. Yeah. They haven't given us an exact date. But sometime this year.
So excited.
Oh, I know. I can't wait. Anyway.
Is Hickory Farms the biggest scam ever?
Okay. That sounds a little hyperbolic. We're asking the question.
My God. All right. So I got this wonderful Hickory Farms gift set.
Yeah.
From one of your family members.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. And it came with a jar about this big.
Right.
I'm holding up a jar about the size of my thumb.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of the little samples jars of mustard that they do.
I believe it's a new product of theirs, Belgian mm-hmm. Ale Mustard.
Yeah, and it was the most delicious mustard.
Carly's already a mustard fan.
I love mustard.
You like the Stone Ground?
I do.
And what else? The Sweet Hot or not so much?
Sweet Hot is fine. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I like the Stone Ground a lot. I love a honey mustard. Those yeah. are always super fun. And then what was the other one that I'd really been
dipping
digging?
Your nugs. In yeah, honey mustard.
I do love to dip my nugs.
Yeah.
But that Belgian ale one, like, I don't know what was so different about it, but it was just fantastic.
It's heavy on the vinegar, I think.
Yeah.
And you love vinegar.
I do love vinegar. I could drink that shit straight.
Yeah. Well, and I hear you should.
Yeah.
A little shot of ACV.
Mm-hmm. I even, like, there have been times when I've gotten little shots of white vinegar and I'll just sip on it.
Mm.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's, I mean, that's what they say you should do.
Right.
Is if you have a little vinegar before every meal, you lower the glycemic index of everything you eat.
Wow.
Anybody else heard that?
Well, I could do that. I love vinegar.
So this Belgian ale mustard is in this gift pack, and we go through it with one finger swipe.
Oh, yeah.
Or two or three. I'm not exaggerating.
Well, I mean, I definitely was dipping heavy because it was so good.
So here's something. I think Amazon is complicit in this, too, in this bullshit, in this mustard-buying mire. Oh, first, we called the Grand Teton Mall to see if the Hickory Farm store or kiosk was still there.
Still there, yeah. Because I kind of assumed that one of the last things to go would be jars of mustard.
Right.
You know, I feel like the cheese and the meat go first, and then, you know, maybe some jams, and then the mustard last.
But apparently Hickory Farms packs up, like, on Christmas Day. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But you would think they'd stick around at least through the end of the month for, like, their lease.
Well, but if they sell out,
and
they
or,
don't bother... Okay. Sticking around, you know?
Yeah, maybe they sold out.
Yeah.
But, like, if somebody got something just like us in their stocking and wanted more of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so I went to Amazon not knowing whether there's plenty of Hickory Farm stuff available on Amazon.
Yeah.
Guess what isn't?
That.
That Belgian ale mustard. But then it shows you this convenient message in a box, almost looks like an offer that says, oh, shop other stores directly. Okay, click. And it takes you to hickoryfarms.com. Okay, first of all,
right,
shopping on Amazon is different.
Yeah. If I wanted to go to their website, I would have gone there first.
Amazon already has my info.
Right.
I don't have to enter it all in again.
Uh-huh.
Shipping and billing.
Yeah.
Amazon already has...
Prime.
Well, right. Yeah. Free shipping.
Mm-hmm.
Any gift cards that I got over the holidays that I loaded into my account.
Right. Right.
And it's got my credit card. So I don't want to shop any other place.
Right.
I don't want to be directed to Hickory Farms website, but that's where we had to go.
Right. Not to mention it's got your purchase history, so you can easily go back and rebuy the thing.
Buy it again. Click.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yeah. Right.
So we get to the Hickory Farms website and it's got three options. The 2-pack, the 4-pack, or you can get the 6-pack of the Hickory Farms Belgian Ale Mustard. And guess what? The 2-pack and the 4-pack are already sold out. Only the 6-pack is available. Bullshit.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
You're telling me you can't break that up a little, buddy.
So it's $45, am I right? $46.
Yeah.
For 6 jars of mustard. And then guess what? $13 for shipping.
Right, which is just dumb.
If your math is tracking, yes, that's damn near $60 to get the mustard that Carly likes. And it's a good thing your birthday's coming up.
Fair enough. But I will say.
But come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Like, honestly, having... I just think that in the day of Amazon, where we're all used to Prime and we don't really think about shipping costs anymore, I feel like you kind of have to just find a way to include that in the price of the item.
Yeah.
You know, you got to find a way to roll it in, or at least have it be like spend X amount of money and get free shipping, and have that just be a blanket thing that you always do.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Because if you're not doing it that way, then I think people just walk away feeling a little gypped.
And by the way, that was their cheapest shipping option.
Yeah, which is so stupid.
I think there was one for like $25. Anyway, hey, Amazon, thanks for the shop the site directly fucking box. Thanks, I hate it. And you.
Yeah.
And your new Alexa AI. And Jeff Bezos.
Yeah, and his stupid bald head. You're bald.
I was really kidding about the last one.
I'd
high five Bezos if I saw him. Like, dude, I've seen that picture of you in 1999 or whatever that was. And, you know, going from that to richest man in the world in one generation. Holy shit. But anyway, this whole last segment has been about sugar, Rexburg, and food. Here's another one. SNAP recipients won't be able to purchase candy or soda with program funds starting February 15th.
Right.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of... Well, and the worst part is...
Just get your candy hearts in advance.
Yeah. Well, and the worst part is, too, okay, first of all, so many kids are expected to take little treats and stuff to school for Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
What if parents can't afford that? And then their kid is the only one who feels, like, left out, or, like, they didn't get to do the fun, cool thing that all of the other kids are doing. Like, it just feels like a really good way to sort of ostracize kids who are already having a hard time.
let's talk about what Snap defines as candy and soda. Candy means a preparation of sugar, honey, or other natural or artificial sweeteners in combination with chocolate, fruits, nuts, or other ingredients or flavorings in the form of bars, drops, or pieces. Candy shall not include any preparation containing flour and requiring no refrigeration. So, like Twinkies.
Okay. I mean, there's that at least.
Or, okay, soda means any non-alcoholic beverage that contains natural or artificial sweeteners. Soda does not include beverages that contain milk or milk substitutes that are greater than 50% vegetable juice or fruit juice by volume, or that require preparation before consumption, like powders or concentrates.
Right.
Okay, so it's not like you can't host a birthday party for a kid with Kool-Aid and cake.
Right, right.
Yeah.
No, which is fine, and I get that. And also, like, I don't know, man. I just know that there are way better ways we could be spending our time and energy that would save us a lot more tax dollars and be more efficient.
And since we're just all up and down the I-15 corridor, like a bunch of hellions, we'll talk about this happening in Utah. Pink Box Donuts.
Oh, more food.
More food.
I love that.
More sweets.
Uh-huh.
We saw this and we thought, is this real or is this AI?
Yeah, it does look a little like too sweet and sugary to be true in a way.
It's real. Pink Box is a Nevada donut shop. And it also has one in St. George.
Oh, okay.
Opening up a Northern Utah location January 17th in American Fork.
Oh, okay. All right.
Another location in Sandy later this year.
That's fun. I also have to say, I kind of love the name personally.
Take a look at this storefront. And you know the name is Pink Box, right?
Mm-hmm.
And donuts have traditionally come in a pink box, depending on where you get them.
Right. Fun factoid on that, if you want it.
Mm-hmm.
So that actually started in Southern California. There was a huge wave of Cambodian immigrants in the 70s. A few of which opened a donut shop, and they ended up buying pink boxes from the distributor because they were cheaper than the white ones.
Isn't that fun?
And because pink is close to red, which is considered a lucky color in a lot of Asian cultures.
Okay.
Yeah. And then it just sort of stuck because it became an iconic thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's really neat.
I thought they sort of got the name from Pink Berry.
I could see that.
That does the soft serve, right?
Right, right.
And maybe Lunchbox Wax. Anyone remember Lunchbox Wax? We had one in Idaho Falls for a hot minute.
Yeah.
Little controversy. The logo, well, it's got a lunchbox and a heart right where something that might get waxed would be.
It's a lady holding her lunch in front of her in a way that one might find suggestive.
So all sorts of things come to mind when you think of that particular logo and even the name Pink and Box, and they know exactly what they're doing because their slogan is, so good, you'll lick the box.
That's kind of funny.
Really? Really? So here's what I just love.
Uh-huh.
You know Lard Lad in The Simpsons?
Yeah, totally.
And that giant pink donut that he's holding up?
Oh, yeah.
With the sprinkles?
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually buy a huge version of that at Universal Studios?
Yeah, yeah. The classic Homer Simpson donut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm, donuts. So they saw that and they went, well, that's fictional. What if we made it real? I'm not saying that's what they did. I'm sure their lawyers would say, oh, no, this was not intended or implied to resemble The Simpsons in any way, shape, or form.
Well, and also a pink sprinkle donut is pretty classic.
Yes, it is.
Even pre-Simpsons.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not sure anyone could copyright that.
Right, right.
So anyway, they took it real.
Mm-hmm.
And Carly, sometimes they use your classic favorite soft pink.
I
pastel
do love
pink
that.
And sometimes they use that hot pink.
Yeah.
In a combination.
Mm-hmm. I will say I don't mind those as a combo. I just don't like hot pink on its own.
But then I saw the entrance to, I think either this is real or an artist's conception of the American Fork store entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to go through the pink donut hole. You got to go through this.
You know,
circular opening to
pink
get
opening.
Into pink. Oh my God.
You know, it kind of reminds me of that scene from Patch Adams where he's going to the gynecological convention and he's set up some decorations around the door.
Watch this.
Welcome, cold-handed ones. It's an honor to greet / welcome so many who have touched so many women in such a powerful way. Come on in. Watch out. It's a little slippery. And if you think it's hot out there, whoa-ho! Come on! Come on! Come on!
If you're only listening, there's a sign above that door that says, welcome, gynos, at your cervix. So,
I think it's hilarious.
I know we're usually the ones in the room going, when sometimes something isn't meant to be dirty.
Yeah.
But it's pretty obvious what these guys are going for.
And I dig it personally. I think it's hilarious. Now, that being said, all I want them to have is a freaking maple bar donut with vanilla pudding in it because I have been craving one of those 4 months now. And every time I try to get my hands on one, I can't. I haven't been able to find them anywhere. They're always sold out. Like, it's just been awful.
Now, okay, is that what a maple bar usually has in it? Is vanilla pudding?
Here's the thing. Most maple bars don't have anything in them. But if they are filled, sometimes they have, like, a fluffier vanilla cream in them, which is fine. But I like the really thick, goopy cream, you know?
Okay.
And that's apparently, like, impossible to find.
Goopy cream.
Shut up.
She said. Also, is this their mascot on top of this donut here? Is that because it looks like.
It looks like a pink turd.
It looks like a poop emoji.
Yeah.
Painted pink.
Yeah.
And I guess its name is Pinky.
Okay, that's a little unoriginal, don't you think?
Pinky looks like a pink version of Stinky.
Stinky Pinky. Ooh. Oh, I think you have a problem.
Oh, no.
I wasn't even going for that.
All right. Let's wrap it up with what's coming up.
That's right. Always make sure you wrap it up. Anyway, tomorrow night, that's January 6th at 7:30, is Choir of Man at the Colonial Theater.
Yeah, this sort of seems like a combination of mashup of Straight No Chaser and Stomp, the musical. Like it's a bunch of dudes singing on stage. Is that a bar I see on the stage? It looks like a rowdy good time.
It is. Also, there's the Museum After Dark laser tag sesh coming up. That's going to be Friday, January 16th. And the cool part is that they're doing two different sessions, one from 6 to 8 and one from 8 to 10. Now, that being said, both of them are 21 plus, so no kids, which, frankly, I kind of think is a good thing because anytime I play laser tag with kids, I always get my butt kicked. So... yeah, I need some, like...
they're quicker on the trigger.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and also, like, I get out of breath too fast, you know? I need some people in my same category here a little, you know?
Right, so that's next Friday.
Yes. And then the next night, January 17th at 6 p.m., is going to be the Ammon Icy Inferno. Always a great time, nice and cozy. Vendors are going to be opening at 6 p.m., and the bonfire is going to be at 6:30, all at McCowan Park in Ammon.
Drop off your Christmas tree before then if you want it to be a part of the show. No artificial trees, live plant material only, please. Yeah,
plastic doesn't burn well, sorry.
Yeah, Ammon Fire Department's going to be there, of course.
And there will also be fireworks, so lots of fire.
Your head will be on a swivel.
The pyros are going to love it.
It's a great time if you haven't been. And Carly, this will be our third Icy Inferno.
Right.
Started in 23 summer.
Right.
24 January, 25, and now 26. Wow.
I know. Crazy. I know. Doesn't time just keep a rolling?
It sure does when you're having fun. That's our show. Go get them, Tiger.
And be kind to critters.
IFAF.